FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. We're diving into something super important today, healthy communication skills. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, not another self-help spiel, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a robotic master communicator who always says the right thing. It's about leveling up those everyday interactions so they actually feel good for you and the other person. Think about it. How many times have we walked away from a conversation feeling misunderstood, frustrated, or even just plain drained? Maybe you found yourself nodding along while secretly thinking, wait, did that even make sense? Or maybe you've wanted to scream into the void after a particularly awkward exchange. Well, guess what? We all have those moments. But the good news is communication isn't some mystical superpower reserved for the chosen few. It's a skill we can learn and improve, just like playing guitar or baking a mean chocolate chip cookie. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of healthy communication. 1. Active listening is your secret weapon. Ever felt like people weren't truly hearing what you were saying? That's where active listening comes in. It's not just about waiting for your turn to speak, it's about giving the other person your full attention, showing genuine interest in what they have to say, and understanding their perspective even if you don't agree with it. Try things like making eye contact, nodding along, asking clarifying questions, and summarizing what you hear to make sure you're on the same page. 2. I. Statements are your best friend. We've all been there pointing fingers, blaming others, and throwing those passive-aggressive grenades that leave everyone feeling wounded. Instead of saying, you always make me feel, try framing your thoughts with I statements. For example, instead of, you never listen to me, try, I feel unheard when I'm not given a chance to share my thoughts. This shifts the focus from blame to responsibility and creates a more constructive conversation. 3. Embrace the power of pause. Sometimes silence is golden. Before you blurt out your next thought, take a moment to breathe, gather your thoughts, and consider your words carefully. This pause can prevent impulsive reactions, misunderstandings, and those epic meltdowns we all try to avoid. It also shows the other person that you're taking their words seriously and giving them the respect they deserve. 4. Find your communication style sweet spot. We all have different ways of communicating. Some are naturally chatty, others prefer a more reserved approach. Figure out what works best for you and communicate your preferences to others. For example, if you're someone who needs time to process before speaking, let people know. It might sound like, hey, I'm not always the most talkative person right away, but please know that I'm listening and thinking about what you're saying. 5. Feedback is a gift. Don't be afraid to ask for feedback. If you've had a conversation where things felt off, politely ask the other person if there's anything they felt could have been clearer or more helpful. This shows that you're committed to growth and improvement, which can lead to stronger, more fulfilling connections. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, and you both know the other person had a stressful day. Instead of going straight into vent mode about your own problems, take a moment to actively listen to your partner's experience. Ask them how their day went, really pay attention to their words, and offer genuine support. You could say something like, it sounds like you had a really tough day at work, what was the most challenging part? This shows empathy and creates space for a deeper connection. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to level up your communication skills and create more meaningful connections in your life. Remember, healthy communication isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Every conversation is an opportunity to learn, grow, and build stronger relationships. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips, maybe a friend struggling with communication or even that family member who always seems to leave you feeling frustrated. And if you have any questions, insights, or personal stories about healthy communication, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you and creating a supportive community here at Dopamine Damage Control. Keep those conversations flowing, everyone. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.